Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, good morning, very pleasant good morning to you. This is Open Phone Friday, and it's May 19th, 2017, just in case you're lost. And I think I feel a little lost today. I feel like lost in space this morning. Sharon, can you help?
Oh, more than usual?
more than usual. How did you know? More than
have you found that yourself out on the planet for the star Sirius?
I'm sorry?
Are you out on Sirius?
Oh, on Sirius, no. Well, that would be a good place to go because I don't know. I need to be on Sirius. When are you going to get what's his face back on again? We should talk to him.
I don't know.
We should talk to him. I mean, what's his name? Brad?
Brad. I don't know. I forget his last name. Usually very good about that, but...
Brad Johnson?
Brad Johnson, yeah.
Brad Johnson. Johnson Brad. Well, that's Sharon, and I'm Patrick, and this is Open Phone Friday, 19th of May, and I said that one, so I can't say that anymore. What else am I going to say? Oh, good morning. Here's our phone number, 888-663-6386, email Patrick. At OneRadioNetwork.com. And we're kind of all caught up on the T-shirts, A Call of Soul books. Let me check here real quickly just to give you an update. We have a few. Scott still needs to get a T-shirt. And Linda's going to get a Call of Soul book. And Mary's going to get a Call of Soul book. I'm waiting for them to come in. Why do we have another one here? Joel.
That's been very popular.
Very popular, Joel.
Yes.
I'm on my third box of 10. So we've done about 20 so far. Joe in Greenville, he wants one. So as soon as we get those in, and then we have Peter, he gets a T-shirt, and then also Call of Soul. Oh, great.
Have you had any feedback on what people think of the book?
No, I have not. So maybe somebody could call on this morning.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Open Phone Friday, the subtitle is always, What's Your Story? Sharon and I we get pretty tired of telling our stories because our stories, after a while, we talk to each other, they're really boring. I mean, we know, we don't do much, you know, we don't do much. We get up and, you know, why is that, Sharon? I mean,
why is what?
I'm just kidding. Why don't we do a lot. I hear Callow.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Well, you know,
Sharon,
she's in her
tell everybody
their
about
golden
your
stage
cat.
Of life.
tell everybody about Kalu. They should know about
Oh,
her.
My little Kalu. She's she's my little calico kitty cat.
Yeah.
And she is 17 years old. And
17.
You know, she still plays sometimes like a little kitten. She'll play, you know, she'll chase the string and play with little toys and all like a little kid. But she's definitely kind of phasing out. So there would be days where she'll be laying on my bed and she'll be barely breathing, and I'll just think, oh, today is the day.
No, well, maybe that's good. Maybe she's just practicing the Buteyko breath method.
Well, it could be. Maybe she's strengthening herself
another 17 years.
She's just the sweetest cat in the world.
I know, she really
she's
is.
She's like a little dog. I mean,
of course, she did bite me a couple times when I was over there.
Well, she bites everyone.
I know.
She bites everyone but me, yeah.
Thought it was just me, you know. I said, Sharon, your cat just bit me. Does that mean she doesn't like me, or what's it?
Well, she just loves me, you know. She's definitely a one-person cat.
She's right there. She's right there. I thought also this morning, if you've had some good experiences with one of our products, maybe you'd call up and let everybody know. Testimonials a really nice way to help others share the word. And that's how we support ourselves here, isn't it, Sharon? How we sell products, that's how we do it, right?
That's right.
Other than that, every now and then, I, I go out near the highway and I go, I will work for food. And put that, you know, picks up a few extra bucks. But, and with Doodle, you know, and you put a little red.
Oh,
red,
it always helps to take the dog.
Oh, always helps to take the dog. Right. And then
there's plenty of homeless people that have gotten my money just by having the dog.
Just by having the dog, yes. I understand. And I've learned that. I've learned that. And then you can just wrap a little bandana, like a red bandana around their neck. That even makes it more.
You have to make sure it's really super dirty.
Too dirty. That's right. And I always put dirt on my face. So, you know, I give money to those people. I mean, what's that about? I do. I don't know. I like
it. You
know,
my friend Larry.
I
spoke of a couple of weeks ago. My friend Larry, the homeless guy in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
He had a little dog, Amos. And he loved that dog so much. And do you know that he made $6 a day, you know, collecting his cans and taking them to the recyclery. Oh. And before he would feed himself, he would make sure Amos had his food.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that dog was very well taken care of. It was the dirtiest dog I've ever seen, but it was a happy dog, a faithful dog, and a very well-loved dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can, yeah.
And it was really cool because Larry would never ask anybody for any money. And it's interesting how people would walk up to him and they wouldn't give him money, but they would give him dog food.
Took care of the dog.
Really, he'd just throw it in a shopping cart and he's pushing around. And
so you talked about Calu at 19. That's a good.
No, 17.
That's still a good run for a cat. That's a very nice run. So you must have had her when you were over in Europe and everything.
No. I got her about just a couple months after I moved here.
Oh, I see. Huh. Yeah. Because they don't allow cats in Europe. They're so socialist that they don't, you know, they're on the.
Oh, cats are all over Europe.
I know.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I lived above a restaurant when I lived in Europe, and you know they just keep the windows open. There's no screens, and you'd be sitting at your table having dinner or lunch, and all of a sudden a cat would jump in the. My cat used to jump in out of the windows of the restaurant all the time. Nobody thought anything about it. And then one time she actually went down and pooped in the, there was a little bar area outside with a little hand sink down there. And because I had trained her to go in the litter box in my apartment, but she was still kind of more of an outdoor cat, she was used to going into a litter box, so she went down and just pooped in the little bar sink one day.
Oh, my God.
It was so cute.
So cute. I bet it was.
That was so funny, you know, because people love animals in Europe. They love their animals, bringing the dogs and cats into restaurants and all. Yeah, people don't think anything of that.
What's your story? 888. Karen had Sharon has a cat poop story. See, she could have got a T-shirt for that. See, it's very easy. You too can get yourself a tie-dye T-shirt from One Radio Network. I have mine on. Can you see it? Oh man, I don't have my camera on. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Speaking of cameras, we found these little cool little cameras that you can put on top of your computer that really splash out a whole bunch of light. They're very small. And so since, you know, I start doing Skype someday, even Sharon and I maybe will Skype someday just to talk to each other, right? So you got to have light, right? Sharon is a photographer. You really have to have this light coming right at you. But so if you do Skype, I could find the name of these, but they're really good. And,
have you tried yours?
Yeah. And here's the thing, that this is a fun story about it. They have a little USB cable, you know, those little USB cables. And the idea is that you plug in the light to the computer USB port, and that charges up the light. Mm-hmm. And then it stays on for a couple of hours. 2 or 3 hours, and then you charge it up again. Or you could just leave it plugged into the back of your computer, and then every time you flipped on the light, it would go, right?
Oh, okay.
So I had two problems. One is my computer screens is about 10 feet from my computer, and the little USB cable they give you is about 3 feet, not long enough. Mm-hmm. And then I have about four lights, and they give you some tape there too Oh, I don't know if I use, yeah, I think, no, I just, they either gave me some tape or I have some double stick tape. So if it doesn't hold on to your computer right, you can put it right on the screen, you know, and just kind of tape them on there. So I'd have to charge them up while they're on the screen and not being taken off and on. They do have a little clip, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't work well on mine because it wouldn't hold on. So anyway, so one day I had this picture of a little square unit with four USB ports in it and said, oh, I could just plug all four into that because that'll fit, right? Because they're mm-hmm. close, right? It's just and then get a longer USB to go all the way in the back. And plus, I only had about one or two of these USB ports open on my computer. I got so much stuff. I didn't have a place to put it in my computer anyway except one. So I just need one input on my computer with a little box and then four of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this. It was just clear as day. I just saw it. Yeah.
Oh.
I was just sitting outside and I saw it. So I stopped into Best Buy the other day on the way home. And the first guy I walked up to, you know, the cool guy who knows all the geek stuff, you know, with a little red vest on. Yeah. Could I help you, sir? Yes. Well, I would like to have, you know, a thing that I could do, a bunch of little USB. I said, oh, I have just what you need. He walks right over to this thing. It's exactly the shape that I saw it, a square. It's got four little inputs. And I said, Jim, do you have something like that's long that'll go right from the here, in here, right there next to it? There you go. Oh, $12, whatever.
That's great.
Isn't that
so
interesting?
So you're all set up to Skype now.
Well, I haven't done it yet, but you know, I was just so taken by this little miracle of my waking dream that I... it's really cool how this works like that, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
Isn't that interesting? And plus, how many times have any of us, and we've all had stories where we were doing something and we had maybe an image or a feeling to do something like, I don't know, I think you had a ladder story.
Right.
I've had stories where I knew something like, I need to cover up the pipes on my rainwater thing because it could get too cold tonight. And even though it was only going to be 35 degrees and I didn't listen to that, right? I didn't listen to it.
Yes.
It was the golden tongue wisdom said, Patrick, hello? Mm-hmm. Hello? Bundle them up. And I didn't listen and it just cracked my pipe.
Well, we always have the answers there, don't we?
We do.
We need to listen to them,
yeah.
But a lot of times we don't.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, so and I just try to listen. And you know, sometimes you get false positives, you know. It's kind of... sometimes you do get false information, like, you know, oh, it's time to move false to Bozeman, Montana, you know. Okay, well, maybe. You know what I mean by false positive.
Sure.
Kind of like what we hoped for when girlfriend was... getting a pregnancy test. 888-663-6386. You know, when I was a kid, they didn't have pregnancy tests like they do now. I mean,
okay.
Come on, man. We had no advantages whatsoever. Now,
would you do if somebody knocked on your door and told you that they were your child from 40 years ago?
Oh, 40 years ago. Oh, I'd say, well...
When you were 30 years old.
I'd say, well, good luck with that. I said, well, bring her on in and just have lunch, and then that's about it. I don't know.
What? That would be your blood.
Really?
You'd be happy.
Oh, I don't know what I would do. It's a strange question. I would like, what would you do? Yeah. I don't know. I guess you would just be real and say, okay, well, anything I can do, let's...
Well, I mean, you said you had a bunch of different girlfriends. I mean, you know, it could have happened. Somebody could have had your child and you never knew it.
Oh, I guess it is possible. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it is. Yeah, I guess it is possible. Of course, they would have been here by now, right?
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
You just never know.
Well. Yeah. But why would they wait 30 or 40 years to tell you?
I don't know. I just thought of that because I know of a man who was telling me about a friend of his that just happened to a couple of weeks ago, where this like 25-year-old kid shows up at his house
No kidding. It's this You're child my dad.
That he had no idea existed.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that would be a shocker. That'd be a shocker.
It was a shocker, but the guy apparently was very, very happy about it.
Oh,
I mean, he had two other children, but he was very thrilled to know that he had another one out there.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be sad. I don't know. Come on in and let's talk. What's the deal? Yeah, I wonder why a girl would wait that long, you know. Yeah. But
well, maybe they just wouldn't want the guy to know. But then when the child grows up, the child wants to know.
Yeah,
so
that's
they
true.
Are the one that goes out and looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
But see, back in the 60s and 70s, when I was sowing wild oats, if you will, girls didn't get pregnant.
They didn't? Why not?
I just made that up.
Oh. You're nagging me on that one.
No, they didn't get pregnant. Really, it wasn't in the movies. It wasn't. I mean, how could they didn't get pregnant? I didn't never heard about it. Okay. 888-663-6386 email patrick@1radionetwork.com. If you would like to play along with the great natural hair color reset for your head, you can play along. Oh yeah, we're going to do this. You can play along.
Okay,
here's what we're going to do. So this is fun. So what we're going to do, I'm using a three-pronged approach, okay, to get my hair back to normal. It's coming back. It's going to be coming back to my normal color. What do you think?
So do you want it black? You want your hair back black.
Oh, I'm doing an experiment to get it back to my normal natural color, which is really brown.
Which is brown, okay.
Brown, yeah, brown. Like, doesn't make your brown eyes blue. Oh, no, that doesn't work. Okay, so we're doing a three-pronged approach if you would like to play along. You go to iodine source, and we're going to get some Samson. Sharon, why don't you play? Because you've got four gray hairs, and you don't like them.
Actually, I got rid of them this week.
Well, how'd you do that?
I always get rid of my gray hairs by just pumping up my juicing regimen.
See, there you go. See, she.
So no, all mine are gone.
But see, so your little gray hairs, and you probably got 12 in the whole head. They actually, if they're gray and you start juicing, they turn back the normal color while they're outside your head.
Yes.
The ones that are gray turn normal that are like 6 inches long.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
No, it's not crazy because that's how it works. See, that's how it works. You got it. Okay. So anyway, we're going to do a three-pronged approach, and then we'll actually do four-pronged if you want to juice too. That's way too much stuff for me. But anyway, we're getting some Samson's Hair Tonic from Iodine Source, and I just finished my first 10 days.
Oh.
Yeah, and this is...
Now are you doing before and afters with a photo? You need to take some selfies.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, that's true. I need to.
Or have the camera on your computer. You know,
How do you do selfies? I don't have a cell phone.
Well, you can take a picture on your. Don't you have like a little MacBook? They have a little picture thing in there that has it. You have a camera on your MacBook, I guess, right?
I don't know. I've never used. You know, well, what about these camera on here? I'm sure through Skype there's a way to take a picture.
Yeah,
right?
You can probably take a picture.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do that. Okay. Yeah, we need some before and afters. For sure. Yeah, most of my gray hair is on the sides, you know, that's where, you know, because I get it cut short there. Anyway, so we're doing some Samson's Hair Tonic, and this is a Edgar Cayce dealie. And Phil Thomas calls it an intergalactic blend of pepsin, black snake root, ginseng, liver extract, and detoxified iodine. He says it may seem to be simple enough at the time, but not unlike the mysterious Hall of Records buried beneath the Sphinx, it has eluded the grasp of all who would produce for decades. Oh, you see, it could only be unearthed by someone of pure intentions and matching vibrational moral ethics, untainted by the what is that word? Sirens of Fame and Fortune. Oh, I like that. The reading suggests that a half teaspoon three times a day, just after meals, for 10 days, and then leaving it off for 5 days, repeating the sequence, may take several weeks or even months to recalculate the endocrine balance and allow for the new hair to grow out depending upon the given circumstances. Let me caution my readers again here that there are no shortcuts to reaching the destination, and by trying to speed up the process, you will be subjecting yourself to discomfort and irregularity by attempting such. Enjoy the journey. Okay. So you do it for 10 days and then you do it off, and then you do 5 days off and then you do 10 days on again. Samson's Hair Tonic. So you can do that. And then I need to get the name of this. There's a cool product that I just started taking that my Ayurvedic doctor recommended. It's an Ayurvedic product and I think it's called Hair. I'll go downstairs in the first commercial and then you can do that. But here's going to be the, so you with me so far, Sharon? So
yeah, I'm with you.
We're going to do those two things. So then I talked about on one of my little soul things is, so what I'm doing, I have already told my body to start coming in natural color, right? So I just said, this is what's the deal is, guys, you know. I'm captain of the ship here, so from now on, all these guys are going to be coming in normal color.
Okay.
All right. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just simply having a conversation with my body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's going to be, yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
So why don't you like your gray hair?
Well, baby, it's not about like. This is an experiment.
Oh, okay. I see.
You always go there with that. Every time I do that, you always say, well, this is an experiment. I mean, life is a cabaret. Life is a cabaret. So this is an experiment. You know, this is evidence-based medicine.
I see.
So then we can say, wow, see, here's what you can do.
Right, that's true.
And then Phil Thomas, God, he'll make $1 million. Because we'll go on Oprah.
Duh.
We'll go on Oprah and we'll say, look. So I'll find the name of another one. So if you'd like to play along, we'll have all these in the show notes and you can play along with the great natural hair reset. I think that's what we'll call it. The great natural hair color reset. How's that? Natural hair color. Yeah,
good.
I like that. Yeah, natural hair color reset. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to kick it up a notch too, you can just do a juicing and then like Sharon does and kind of turn them just natural color right before your eyes. That's pretty amazing. What do you think it is, the minerals?
Well, and I think also getting stress off is a huge thing too.
Yeah.
If you can get the stress off, I think already that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stress probably does something to the little endocrine system or the little mechanisms in the DNA or the gene. You know, see, I don't think you have to really, but that's a good point, but I don't think you have to know exactly how it works. See, in my opinion, what I'm doing and experimenting with is just simply telling the body, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And then believing it, that's the big one. Boy, you got to believe it, right? And you got to be certain that this is going to work because we know what the placebo effect does with things. We just know there are so many studies over the years of placebo effect, right? And when people believe that something is going to work, like an herb or vitamin or even chemotherapy or whatever, I mean, it really makes a big difference, a huge difference.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of challenging with hair and stuff because you look in the mirror, see, and you say, well, wait a minute. It's still great. Wait, you know, so it's not working. So you got to get over that part and just be able to look in the mirror. And when your little mind says, duh, that's not working, you just kind of say to your body, you're getting better, you're getting stronger, you're getting more natural color. Whatever I'm seeing here is just an optical collusion. So just keep on going. You know what I'm saying? You just don't buy into the whatever. What would be the word? you would be buying into the effect, you know, of your little, of your state of consciousness, Ryan, rather than becoming the cause.
Right.
Does that make sense? In other words, yeah. We're the cause is allowing spirit to go through and do its mojo on its endow, whatever it does, you know. It does something. You know, that's how people get younger, and that's how the stress works in the opposite, right, which you said so correctly. People get stressed out, and you've seen President Obama and all these people and Bill Clinton. I mean, their hair turned gray, turned white. I mean,
oh yeah.
Yeah, just in 8 years, right? Bill Clinton just went from dark to whoops. Mm-hmm. So obviously stress will do that. So why wouldn't feeling happy and joyful and believing that it's going to go the other way, why wouldn't it turn around? I think it just has to, logically, but that's just me. So I'll find that other thing. I think it's called Hair Tonic or something, but I'll find it, and I hope it's in Amazon so we can put all this in the store. And this will be kind of fun. And then you can take a before and after picture and then join the party. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. So what you going to do this weekend, Sharon? What's up? Anything fun?
Oh, well, I'm going to the Red Hot Chili Pepper concert.
Your Red Hot Chili Pepper. Well, I'll be darned. What is that? Tell us what that is.
You've never heard of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Well, sure. I mean, I heard of the group, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go see them. My daughter and I are going to go see them tonight.
Uh-huh. Where are they playing?
They're playing downtown Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. U.S. Bank Arena. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
I don't think I've ever heard them, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You've never heard them? Really?
Well, I mean, I'm not familiar with them. I don't think I'd recognize What's their, I'll play a little song. What's their most popular song?
I'll send you a couple over the, are you going to do a break? I'll send you a couple.
Oh, send me a couple names? Yeah.
Yeah.
Send me a couple of names. Yeah, we're going to do a little break here. Come on in and join us. What is your story? We want to know what your story is. You hear our story all the time. 888-663-6386. Talk about your health, your wealth, your well-being, or anything at all going on in the world, that past guest that you want to comment on, if you've taken some products that you like that you want to talk about, whether we sell them or not, share them with others. Have any of you tried any of the colloidal silvers from Gary Hanna? We'd love to hear that. Or any of the Shen Blossom. Anybody, you guys tried any of that ginseng, that 50-year-old? So, a lot of things to call about. It didn't have to be anything earth-shattering. We're just here to have some fun. On Open Phone Friday, Sharon Patrick, OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously on our show, we talked to the now legendary Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt. And he mentioned sulfur. He's a fan.
The conditions in our world and our environment are changing so dramatically that people need to have a whole host of self-help tools and methods. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thrilled about your version of MSM. It's a right way to go. You know, sulfur is part of most of the detox enzymes, and the critical part that is right now we have a much, much higher need of healthy sulfur than we had even 10 years ago. And so I followed your work a little bit, you know, that you're on the right track with what you are promoting.
Well, Dr. Klinghardt, we've heard from thousands of people over the year how they really love this product. You can click and order our Pure Sulfur, three prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide right here. Or email me, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com for a discount for more than £4. Pure Sulfur, one of the few places where you can get this product. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Whey and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
Click on the 5-Seed Oil banner right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Boy, we just love these oils, and there's about five or six. They have hemp oil. There's pumpkin seed oil, black cumin seed oil, black sesame seed oil, sunflower seed oil. I don't know. I think that's all of them. Then a 5-seed oil blend. And these are done at below 100 degrees temperature and with as little friction as possible. And the oxidation is probably non-existent. They've tested two of them. One was 0.003% oxidation. Can you imagine that number? I would suggest most oils out there are, they're oxidized. God love them, because they don't do it at that low of a temperature. And then there's friction, which brings more heat. And Andreas does it too, where he doesn't even schlep the seed into the oil. Schlepping is a nice thing. Schlepping the seed into the oil after they squish it. And so, you know, the taste is just miraculous. Janet Perry mentioned yesterday that she did some of the Stephen, when he heard about a little cancer thing, sent her a little care package free and so some whey and some of the oils. And she said she never tasted a flax oil like that. And boy, if you do good with cottage cheese, and I wish I did a little better with it. Oh man, you put these oils in a little cottage cheese like the Budwick thing. Man, you talk about whoo-wee. It'll make that noise too. It'll just whoo-wee.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
The daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hate. The conversations with the flying plates. I wish I were in love.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, Open Phone Friday. Open Phone Friday. I don't know who's singing that. I love that song. Wish I were in love. The other hair product that we're going to take in the Great Natural Hair Reset is Hair Health, and but I don't see it on Amazon. Shucks. So what I'll do is I'll send Sharon a link where you can get this from a company called Forever Herbs. It's a real nice Ayurvedic product. My doctor said, he said, yeah, he said this would be great. I said, we're doing a little experiment with the gray hair thing, and do you have any herbs from India? And he said, this one will really do the trick, help out. The number one ingredient with this one is Bringraj, and it's like the all-time Ayurvedic herb for the hair. And guys, this might even help for those of you who are losing hair. This probably will help to regrow it as well, hair health. So we'll have a link, and you can just go on Forever Herbs and order it up, and then get to Samson. And then And then if you have questions about how to talk to your body or how to just tell your body to do it, which I think is probably going to be like 90% of it, but who knows? I think that's going to be most of it. But you might as well do all the other fun stuff too. And then when it works, then you'll have a magic formula that you can share with others and then, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, if you'd like to be on the show, tell us your story, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh, yeah. Is this a YouTube thing, sweetie?
Yeah.
Should we play it?
It's one of my favorite songs.
Okay, well, here we go.
I don't know whether our listeners
are. Rock and roll, man. Dark Necessities. Huh? Dark Necessities. Look at these guys got tats, man. They got tats. Look at his toes.
That great bass.
Yeah, man. I like these guys.
I listen to the bass line.
Those guys, man, that's good.
Yeah,
they got a real nice sound, don't they? Yeah, real nice sound. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You didn't listen to them back in the 80s and the
90s? I didn't. Back in the 80s and 90s, what was I doing?
Because they've been around since they were teenagers. I mean, and they're, you know, up in their 50s now.
Yeah. Old guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding. That is old guys, man. That is old guys. Yeah, they sound pretty good. So you're going to go tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Uh-huh. You can bring a little wacky tobacco with you and just...
I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah. I didn't think so. Probably wouldn't be a good idea. If you'd like to be on the show, it is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Boop, 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 boop. I'm sorry?
Any big dates coming up? You had a big date this weekend?
I had a date last night.
You had a date last night? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do tell.
Well, we just went out and had sushi. Sushi again, my favorite thing to have.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is this the same sushi girl you've been going out with?
Same sushi girl. This is our sushi girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's kind of promising.
Well, you know, we just go out and chat it up, you know.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, it's good. Take it slow and just have fun.
Just have fun.
Eat a lot of sushi.
Yeah, man, eat a lot of sushi. Hey, this is an email from a dentist out in, how are we doing? For years, I gave my patients this link that referred them to your program interviewing Dr. Robert Arnara in the use of the water pick and salt. I'm a dentist with experience similar to Dr. Nora's and happy to support him. May I purchase the audio to make it available for my patients? Oh, you don't have to purchase it. God, I love him. Isn't that nice, he asked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is missing, huh? It's one of those podcasts that are missing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of those. I need some help with this. I'm going to have to ask Ruben to help. A lot of these podcasts are missing. Yeah, I don't know why that all worked like that. But well, anyway, we'll get this one fixed up. And, of course, he doesn't have to pay. We'll just tell him to download it and burn a CD and give it to people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Hannah Bergstrom said, Flea, who is the bassist in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is also an actor. He's been in a couple of dozen movies, including The Big Lebowski.
Oh, I didn't see that movie.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a great movie. That's is that a Coen Brothers? I think Coen Brothers or The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's at a bowling alley. It's about Jeff Bridges. And anyway, mm-hmm. Flea, the bassist in Red Hot Chili Peppers, the guy you like, he's in the movie The Big Lebowski. You might want to watch that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know how Adam knows this stuff, man.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, Adam, can you add anything to our great natural hair color reset for 2017 we're doing? We're going to do the Samsons, and we're going to do hair health, and we're going to talk to our body and tell it to just get over it, quit doing the other stuff, and just put out the natural. And then you got anything else you can add? We won't want to make it too complicated, but you know, Adam probably knows something, you know.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. He's a smart cookie. Mm-hmm. He was telling me that Oprah, who lives just down the road. She's got a big compound, lots of acres there in Montecito. And she's got her whole studio and everything right there.
Really?
She does it right there at home, just like me. You know, a little more.
So she's copying you.
She is.
She wants to be big time like you are.
Yeah, yeah. He said she's got a heliport, so people can kind of fly in from L.A. on a helicopter, you know, guests, and it's cool. I want to do that too, like that.
That's really pretty wild.
Isn't that pretty cool? Well, good for her. I mean, you know, when you make that much money, why go somewhere to work? Just go outside.
Right.
Go into the studio. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess she's got her own network, right? And then she does a talk show.
I think it's that Oxygen Network. It's called Oxygen.
Oh, Oxygen. Is that her network? The Oxygen Network.
Yeah,
I thought hers was like Oprah, WON, Oprah Winfrey Network. Is that the same thing as Oxygen?
I just don't know.
I see. Who knows?
TV, but it's just from what I've picked up here and there on the internet. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm very wrong. Maybe somebody can write in and clarify.
Well, see, I'm going to need to know because I'm going to be on Oprah's show when we promote the book. It takes a long time to get young, so I'm going to need to know. So
yeah,
I'll have to do that research before the book. You know, so I can call her. Hey,
this is where you want to have this experiment with your hair in the book.
Totally.
That's why you have to take the pictures.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to. Mm-hmm. Oops. Doodle. That was cool. Is Samson's hair tonic applied to the hair or taken internally? No, it's taken internally. You do a half teaspoon, a little water after each meal for 10 days. Then you take off 5 days, and then you do a repeat. Rinse and repeat. You do it again. No, it's not to the outside. You know, I'm sure that there's some really interesting things you could do the outside of your hair, too.
But the fact of the matter is something's going on internally.
Exactly.
You have to get to it from the inside.
Exactly. There you go. That's right.
Because if you're going to do something from the outside, you could just dye it.
Yeah, well, you could, you know, yeah.
Yeah, just dye it. Make it easy. You can do that in an hour.
Yeah, I mean, there's a really cool product called Hairprint that David Wolf promotes. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
It's a substance. It's all natural. And you put it on your hair, and it actually, your hair turns to its natural color, so it's not a dye. It's a really fascinating product. They're selling billions of it.
Hmm.
And that's the first thing my Ayurvedic doc mentioned to me when I mentioned that. But I wrote back to him. I said, no, I don't want to do that because then what's the point? That's like getting plastic surgery.
Right.
Right. I want to do it from the inside out. I mean, that's where it's powerful, right? That's where you got something. Anybody can dye their hair or even if it's natural, you know, who wants to do that? Or anybody can get.
How often do you have to apply it?
Well, I guess, you know, as your hair would grow out, I guess it would be like anything. It's quite a process, and if you got a lot of hair like you do, it would take a few hours to do it, but you might just Google it and see how they do it, but it's supposed to be really cool, and I actually bought one when it came out, and I never, then I decided, no, I don't want to do that, so I gave it to a friend, because I didn't want to do something. You know, it's like getting plastic surgery. It's like, that's not really youthing, is it?
No, not really.
Not really. But I did see Jane Fonda with a video that she and Lily Tomlin did to promote her. She's got her own series now with Lily. Do you know that?
On Netflix?
Is it a Netflix one?
I think it's a Netflix one.
Something in Gracie, or I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to watch it back when it came out. I think it came out last summer or fall. Mm-hmm. And I watched an episode or two. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I
said, no, I can't sit through this.
Yeah, I saw a few clips of it. And it didn't look interesting to me either. But she, you know, the point was that she looks pretty good, old Jane. And she's 75.
But that's plastic surgery.
Yeah, and she said that, too. She hasn't hidden the fact, On an interview, she said, no, I got plastic surgery. Oh, look, check this out. I remember watching this YouTube years ago, Carolyn Miss, Sharon, you like her, interviewed the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
Remember you telling me you liked this lady, Carolyn Miss?
Carolyn Miss?
That's a lady that you had a video a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll send this to you. This is Carolyn interviewing the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, send it to me. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I want to get her on.
She is so good.
I talked to her.
I'm going to get another video up of her over the weekend.
Yeah, she's really cool. I talked to her in 1998 at KLBJ. She was on, and I thought she was really pretty cool. What's her story kind of thing now? I don't remember everything that she does.
Oh, she's just all about, we kind of make our own reality.
Yeah.
Just all about empowerment and, the kind of the masters of our own ship and
all that cool stuff.
Great.
Yeah, cool.
It's great.
Okay, what's your story here, folks? It's open phones and so far no phone calls. I mean, what's up with that? 888-663-6386. Everybody calls up the newies for this year, 2017. Get a tie-dye t-shirt. Also, if you're interested in getting this really cool little book, The Call of Soul, and it has a CD in the back where you can listen and learn how to sing Hugh. You don't have to join Ekankar or anything like that. Just a non-denominational thing. You can just be any religion you want, not change your religion, keep your own teachers and all that, and just learn how to Hugh. People have been singing Hugh since the beginning of time. Many cultures, many spiritual paths. Sufis sing Hugh. It's a very ancient name for God, H-U. And so it's pretty cool. And they'll give you some spiritual exercises you can try at home before bed and pick up your dream life a notch and begin to learn how to soul travel around at night, stuff like that. So The Call of Soul, I'll send you that book just for fun. If you email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, say you'd like The Call of Soul book, and I will send you out one. Send me your address, and we'll figure it out. Mark writes in, I've noticed that my dreams are much longer, more vibrant when I sleep on my left side than on my right side. They're less frequent and shorter. Any ideas on that? Well, that's curious.
That's very curious.
So the left side is the male side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, Mark, why that would be. I've never heard that before. It could possibly be something very, very simple. Or for whatever reason, you sleep a little deeper when you're on your left side. But I don't know. Yeah. Huh. We should get a lot of people that have more dreams. They remember more dreams on the sofa, don't we? We've had so many emails about that. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, man. Speaking of sulfur, Keith writes in, I'm out of time to restock our sulfur here, wondering if the £9 is still the magic number for the 15% discount. Let me know when you get a chance. It's crazy that people do 5 pounds, 9 pounds at a time. Isn't it crazy? Just amazing. Just amazing. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Open phone Friday. Let's see. Let me get to some of the other emails in my file. Why does it do this? Sometimes it just covers up my little files. I just saw this link. I haven't looked at the link, but they're really going after colloidal silver in the UK.
Well, that's not surprising. Yeah.
How do you think nature's pure organic silver, gold, and copper would work in the vitalizer? I know Gary Hannis said that nebulizing it is really good, but might also be fun to work vortex in water, too. Oh, yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, I would. If you want to take some of it internally, either the gold, the silver, or the copper from Gary Hanna with Nature's Pure Organics. We have a little ad on the front page. Sure, you could put a little half a teaspoon or so and vitalize it up and structure it all up and drink it down. And I sure like nebulizing it. And Gary thinks that that's really the way to do it, that you get much more bang for your buck.
You know, I never did find a. Do you have any ideas for a nebulizer for the store?
Oh, I'll find. Oh, you haven't found a good one.
Yeah, because I looked around and I've never nebulized, so I'm not really sure what to look for.
Great.
And I know you had said something about
putting one in. Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd wanted it to have a particular. I don't know whether it was a mask or some kind of breathing thing, a certain one, or I'm not.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to get the one, and maybe William do, if they don't have it on a nebulizer, we'll add it as separate, the kind where you could just breathe in and then breathe out without taking your mouth off the thing. So they got this little, it's a pretty cool setup, you know, where your out breath just goes out a little valve with a little rubber thing. Then your in breath, you get all the juice. Yeah, you get all the mojo. So yeah, I'll find one and we'll put that in the store. That'd be good. Let's see here. What house system do you recommend for drinking? What whole house system do you recommend for well to reduce hard water? I really think after all these years that we've been talking about water and been many years, even before this show, if I was starting from scratch with city water, I think the most efficient, cool thing to do, the most cost-effective would be just to simply get a water distiller. We have a great one in our store. Sharon and I have been using it. Do you know, I broke my glass container the other day.
Really?
But I just, so I went on and ordered a new one and just got it.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't believe I did that. I just, I don't know, just cracked it. It just cracked.
Maybe you sat it down on your counter too.
I don't know. Yeah, something. So anyway, they're really nice. They come in either stainless steel or a white one. And then what I would do, I would get a distiller, and then I would get Ken Rolla's vitalizer and then structure it, and you could put a, and it, that comes and that will mineralize it. The vitalizer has a little cube, and you can go to Ken Rolla's site with the Golden Pyramid right on our front page, and that's what I would do. And then I think for $500 total, in that range, you'd be set up with really good water, really good water, and you could add extra minerals in there, or you could extra fun things when you nebulize it. I mean, when you structure it. But the thing about distilled water is fine, but it's really dead, and it's just kind of hanging out there. You know, it's been cooked, and there's not a lot going on. And if you don't want to get a vitalizer, you can structure it yourself. You can just put it in a nice glass container and write things on it like love and talk to it. And you can. Dr. Jubb said you could take a wooden spoon and move it to the right, you know, 10 or 20 times, then move it to the left 10 or 20 times, and you create your own vortex, and you could pray over it and put a little sea salt in and structure it up, and you don't have to get a vitalizer. You can do it all your own. So that's what I would do, really. I think that's the most, efficient. We used to really recommend the reverse osmosis systems, but the more we learned about them and the real probability that many of them get mold in the filter, and you got to change them out a lot, we don't really think that's the very best system, but it really cleans up the water nicely. And if you're willing to change the filters regularly, you could reverse osmosis the thing with an RO, and then put it then put that into the distiller, and then structure it up, and then that would even be better, I suppose. But I don't know, Sharon. I think the distiller takes it all out anyway, doesn't it?
I believe so.
Whether or not you would RO it before, I think so.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now I know people that do double distill it. Some people like to do that. Gary Hanna, he triples distills the water, triple distills it, and he starts with spring water. I mean, to make the colloidal silver gold, triple.
Wow.
So that's what they do in labs, like in high-tech labs, when they need this pure, they'll do a massive distillation process. So it's so pure, it's just like woo. Just H2O, man. There's no homeopathic signatures in it. There's nothing. You know, there's just. And then for the whole house, well, I don't know. I would go to friendsofwater.com. We've done a lot of business with them over the years, and talk to Timothy, is his name, friendsofwater.com, and see if he can hook you up with the whole house system that'll be affordable. And then you could take showers and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Take baths. That'd be fun to be able to really get your bath water super slicky. Don't you think?
Mm.
Yeah, super. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Gloria writes in, I have no idea what kind of selenium to get. I believe I heard you said liquid is the best. I've seen liquid ionic selenium, but I'm afraid that it is nano. I heard you say... be right there. Hold on. I heard you say that you make a selenium solution yourself. How do you do it? Oh, this question was for Tony. I put it in the wrong file. Yeah, I don't make it myself. To Gloria, we'll save this for Tony. But I do know that Gary Hanna is about to do another batch of the selenium, colloidal selenium, which is monatomic, which is smaller than nano, and it's going to be really cool. I would love to play around with that and nebulize that. It's an amazing mineral, and that it helps to make all the other minerals work. And the only way I get my selenium now is with Brazil nuts. I have a few Brazil nuts every morning, but anyway, but Gary Hanna lost his contact. He lost the source, so I don't think he has any ready to go, but he's really close to finding another source. Selenium. Good morning on the phone. Who's this?
Good morning, Patrick. This is Julie from Minnesota.
Up there.
Good morning, Sharon.
In Fargo.
Hi, Julie.
Julie, did you know that they're going to do another season of Fargo on Netflix, I read? How exciting. I'm all excited. I just love that show.
I'm really excited about that.
I bet you
Patrick,
are.
I wanted to talk to you about this nebulizer deal.
Okay.
I was really, really sick over the winter with sinus. And I went to my integrative doctor, begged and pleaded for a nebulizer. They would not give me one, so I tried to buy one off Amazon, a quality one. It's called InnoSense, and they they sent me an email, said you cannot order this because the FDA needs a prescription for it.
No.
So I called the doctor, asked him if I could get a prescription. No, they won't do that. I am just
Well, that's just the most stupid thing I've ever heard. No, I don't think that's right. I'm on Amazon right now, okay? So I'm gonna order a Pro Basics Right Neb Mini Compressor Nebulizer, 3-year warranty, $35. Okay? I'm gonna order one.
Okay.
And I'm gonna add it to the cart. I'm adding it to the cart. Do you hear the cart? It's in the cart. Cart subtotal, proceed to checkout. One item. No, place my order. I can order it right now.
Okay. They may take a while to get back to you because they took a day. Because I ordered it, the order went through, and then the following, just yesterday, I got a message from them that said I needed a doctor's prescription.
Oh,
so
that,
I called the doctor.
That's so silly.
And he won't give you.
Well, what kind of doctor are you going to that won't tell you to? Can you get get another doctor? That guy's clueless.
I'm going to fire him.
I think you should fire him. Oh, God.
I think so.
Yeah.
A nebulizer, Patrick. The FDA is controlling them. Look under Amazon.
Oh, that can't be
Amazon.
Right. That can't be right.
What's that?
I can't be right. I just never heard
look
such a thing.
I haven't either. But if you look at that InnoSense, InnoSense.
Okay. Let me get that up there.
It says on there now that you need a prescription because the FDA won't allow you to just order it through retail.
No kidding. Well, shut my mouth.
I guess too many people have been getting healed. You know?
That's right.
Got to do something about that.
How do you spell it? Julie, how do you spell InnoSense?
I-N-N-O-S-E-N-S-E.
Sorry, it's hard to understand you. You're way up in Minnesota. I-N-N-O.
O-S-E-N.
F like in Frank?
No, S as in Sam.
Okay. Okay, S. Julie?
I-N-N-O-S-E-N.
Yeah, your phone is cutting out, so okay. I-N-N-O-S, okay, E-N?
E-N.
N like Nancy?
N like, yes.
Okay. InnoSense Nebulizer. So this one actually has a thing right there and saying you can't buy this without a thing?
Without a doctor's prescription.
Huh. Boy, it didn't even come up.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, mine didn't. Is it? Oh, sorry. It's just hard to understand you. InnoSense.
Sense.
Yeah, I put that in, and it doesn't even come up. Nebulizer.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
Well, maybe I could just order it and then cancel it. And just see.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't come up.
All right. Order information from Amazon seller home patient services. It's a Philips Respironics nebulizer.
Philips. Okay.
Respironics.
System one. Yeah, I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
System one series. No, this is a tube. Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard this before, ever.
I haven't either, but I have been trying for the last month trying to get a nebulizer.
So this is the only one you've ordered. Did you try ordering another one?
Yeah, I just tried ordering another one last night, and I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Yeah, let us know. Send me an email if you get it.
I will.
Yeah. There's this cool little thing that I would get. It's called a PARI LC Plus Reusable I bought this one. This is the one where you just put your mouth on it and you breathe out. And I just hooked it up to my old nebulizer tube. It's $16. Okay. It's pretty cool. I'm going to send this to Sharon, and we're going to put this in the Sharon, let's put this in the store. Yeah, this is the one I'm talking about. So then you can buy any nebulizer you want, and then I would get this mouthpiece. It's really cool, really easy to fill. You can see exactly how much liquid is in there, and it's got a little outdraft thing when you breathe out, which is what you want. So you don't have to take your mouth off of it, and you can just read or watch a movie or something, and it's very comfortable to use. Yeah. But okay, I've never heard this, Julie. And if any of you listening order a nebulizer and you get it or get turned down, please email me, and because I'd like to know.
I'll send you a copy of the email that they had to cancel the order.
That's really curious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really curious.
Yeah, that just baffled me.
Well, it's a good sign. That means they work. So we know that means.
Yeah.
Well. No, I just went on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just went on a website here in Cincinnati for a medical supply store, and I went on theirs, and I put a nebulizer in the cart, and I can check out. It hasn't said anything about, you know, it needs to have a, so I don't know. I wonder if it's just an Amazon thing.
It could be an Amazon thing is protecting themselves or something.
Right. It could be that you just need to check out a medical supply store in your city.
Okay.
Yeah, medical supply stores, they sell all this stuff like tubing for oxygen. I've got one of those oxygen concentrators where it can make oxygen and you can rebound and breathe. I have to do that. I haven't done that for a long time. And I needed a nice long tube, you know, and I went to a medical supply center and they've got all this stuff there. And even pharmacies, people's pharmacies used to carry a nebulizer. And so that's what I would do. Maybe it's an Amazon thing. Sharon may be right there.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Okay.
It's really strange.
Or even I would Google, do you need a doctor's prescription to order a nebulizer? And maybe that'll pop up people chatting about it and you can get some answers there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just, you know, you're talking about nebulizers, and so many of my friends are sick with this nasty sinus stuff, or, you know, these allergies going around up here in wonderful cold Minnesota.
Oh, so
and
I
no
see,
one can
yeah.
get a nebulizer.
Really? Maybe it's a Minnesota thing.
God forbid, I need to move out of here.
It's a Minnesota thing, man. You really need to move out of there. Well, you know what, boy? If you get a nebulizer, I would get some of Gary Hanna's colloidal silver, the 750 parts per million. And I think you nebulize that, and I just don't. I think your lungs and all that area will just be whoa. And you know what you could do, too, is take a little bit of that 750 parts per million, the real nano, not nano, but monatomic silver from Nature's Pure Organics from our website. And then you could put that in a neti pot, you know, a little bit like a quarter teaspoon in a neti pot with a little salt. Whew. You talk about taking care of those bad actors in your sinuses. Oh, my goodness.
You know, you have the colloidal silver on your site?
Well, we don't. Gary sells it. And just tell him that we sent you, that's all.
Okay,
but
and
you'll
Gary's
see
site is?
Yeah, Nature's Pure Organics, right on the, Sharon's got a nice little ad there. It's on the top right, Sharon, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
And, just call Gary, get some of that silver, tell him you want 750 parts per million, and if you got some friends, it'll goes a long way, you could share some with them, and see, you kids, get yourself one of those nebulizers. And I sent Sharon the reusable nebulizer mouthpiece, and we'll put that in the store this weekend. So you want to get this one, because this is really cool. Whatever nebulizer you get, go ahead and get this as the mouthpiece.
Okay.
It's called a Pari LC Plus, $16. It's a beauty. Really nice unit, you know. You just plug in, it'll plug into any of the plastic tubes. And we're getting more emails in about nebulizers, so after you hang up, stay listening and maybe you'll get some information. We'll probably have the nebulized, we'll probably have the nebulized sphincter police, you know, emailing us from the FDA later, you know.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
See you soon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Bye, Julie. Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard such a thing like that? Have you ever heard that? Isn't that the strangest thing?
Well, I'm not surprised.
I don't know why I'm surprised. Why? Color me surprised.
Yeah.
Adam Wright said adrenal shock in the skin is responsible for gray hair. Okay.
Oh.
The melanin manufacturing cells are damaged by free radicals. The melanin counter-shocking the adrenals has worked for some people, including my former next-door neighbor. Local treatments like Hoshu Wu, Mr. Ho's hair is black, doesn't seem to last long without adrenal support. It goes for PABA, which has unpleasant side effects. Okay. So I don't understand. Melanin manufacturing cells are damaged by free radicals. What does that mean? Talk to us like we're a golden retriever here, Adam. So what's the best way to kick up your adrenals? But anyway, so I'm just telling my body knows how to do all this, right? I don't need to know what to tell them, correct?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Just say, do your thing.
Do your thing, that's right.
Do the right
that's
thing.
Right. Here's the deal. I'm captain of the ship.
This is what I want.
This is what I want.
I
don't care how you do it. I don't care how you do it. You guys, this is way above my pay grade. You guys just get in there and make the stuff come out natural color rather than gray. You can do it. And you know they can, whoever they are, right? Cells, metabolism, endocrine.
So, but what if then the answer is you hear what if
you can say go ahead.
They go, well, you know, Patrick, you think you know what you want, but you know your soulmate's out there and she really digs guys with gray hair.
Oh, I see. Well, then it'll stay gray. I mean, that's just the deal. I mean, and it's a good point. You know, I get it. Trust me. I understand.
You think you know what you want, but you really don't know what you want.
I understand karma. I trust me, I know. You're absolutely correct. 100% correct. Because you just never know. But see, as long as you don't take it seriously, who cares, right?
Right.
It either works or doesn't. Or, you know, fall in love with somebody, she said, boy, I really just like that, you know, the just great kind of thing you got going on in your hair. That's, it turned me on first time I saw it. And you say, okay, well, I understand. Here's an email from Steve. You can do an internet search and find various web pages and videos on how to make a very simple homemade nebulizer. Well, let's not do that, but I guess you can. Maybe they're not as convenient to use or may not atomize at small particles, but if the FDA is an obstacle, then perhaps a do-it-yourself nebulizer would be good enough to get the job done. Well, yeah, but I'm sure. I appreciate that, Steve, but I am sure that you can find a nebulizer to buy without a prescription. I'm absolutely sure. Of course, I've already been...
In a nebulizer, is it like steamed water in there and then you put the stuff in there? Or how does that...
No, it doesn't steam it. What it does is takes a liquid and it kind of makes the particles very, very, very small through these screens and then it goes into your lungs and gets right into your bloodstream. And these were initially created... for people who were on meds, especially in nursing homes, that had a hard time swallowing, and they needed to get these meds into their system quickly. Somebody figured out if you put the meds in a liquid, smash it up, or I don't know how they do it, and then they nebulize it. I don't know whatever it is, and it just kicks it up a notch, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So. Let's see. Nebulizer prescription needed in Washington state for years. Whoa.
Yeah, maybe it is a state-to-state thing.
Uh-huh, maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Also, the mask is a prescription. Man, whatever these people are smoking, I want some that are doing this stuff. Can get nebulizers from Gary Hanna without a prescription. Oh. Okay.
Oh, good.
I didn't know that. See, that's Lynn. Lynn's on top of her game. Okay,
yeah,
so just get one from Gary if you want. But I think this is more expensive. But that's okay. Get it. If it'll give it, what does he care? What do you care? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. Sometimes planet Earth just kind of amazes me.
Yeah, well, just makes us more creative in the long
That's
run.
That's right. Soul just kind of gets creative, right?
Yeah.
Gets creative. I'm going to get creative and do a station break. Right?